Okay, I'm calling you from Camp 3. Familiar site to us now. We've returned, the entire team. Our tent arrangement is identical to what it was before. Megan and Gary and I are in one tent, and Brad and David are right next door. Quite different scene this time, however, though. The thing that's different is everyone here, including Megan, who had such a bad headache last time, looks 100% better. It does work that way when you come back to altitude. Your body's much more adapted. We came up the fixed lines better, and we're doing great in terms of acclimatization. But also, the scene looks very different because we're inside tents with 20 to 30 knot winds, probably gusting to 40 outside. We're hunkered down now, trying to get some liquids. Wind is about all we know about at Camp 3 right now. The wind is so strong that when we need to communicate to Dave and Brad and next door in the next tent, we use the radios. I think a lot of people have heard stories about the South Call and other places on Everest are always puzzled when they don't understand. They can't understand why it's so hard to communicate tent to tent. If you were here tonight on the Lhotse face, you would definitely understand. But we're comfortable. We've got everything we need. The tents are holding up well. And what we're hoping for tonight, and everyone at home can pray for us, is that as often happens, the wind dies and we get a break and the Sherpas will roll out early tomorrow and we'll go on to the South Call. Last night, I listened to the roar of the winds through the South Call. We need to not hear that tomorrow morning before we go up there. So one step at a time, we've got the mountain ourselves, we've got a great team, and we're taking care of ourselves. We're in touch with base camp and even all the way down valley to Pangbache, where we got some much appreciated best wishes sent up the valley and up the Lhotse face to us tonight. So we're going to be up actually probably for hours, melting water and brewing and getting ourselves hydrated and keeping our strength up to push on to the South Call tomorrow. At 4 a.m., I'll talk to base camp, find out what the Michael Fagan forecast says, but much more important will be what we hear and feel here on the Lhotse face at 7,200 meters, preparing to climb higher and to try to summit Everest as soon as the day after tomorrow.